The 1-2 pitch, ball lined to Yount, it's short, he throws, it's over! The Brewers have won the American League pennant! Milwaukee, you have a World Series!
Oh my gosh, what a magical season that was, 1982. It's all captured in an incredible documentary. This is one of the best things I've seen in a very long time. It's just a bit outside, and they're breaking some big news today. One of the guys in charge of the project, the director, Sean Hanisch, is with us on the hotline. Sean, good afternoon. What's the big news?
Well, John, you know what? It just came out, and I'm thrilled to be announcing it here. We are going to be streaming Just a Bit Outside on the Roku channel.
Yes.
Oh, that's great.
That's great.
Yes, when does that start?
It starts April 11th, and it's exclusively on Roku from the 11th of April until the 30th of June. And the best part is, it's free.
Oh, I like that. That's absolutely free.
Yeah, it's fantastic. I mean, Roku's been a great partner. We're really excited to be with them. They're getting into the sports game heavily, and they really believe in the film and, you know, telling a great story about the Milwaukee Brewers, which is, you know, it's everything we'd want it to be. So we're just so happy everybody can see the movie, like everywhere. North America, the UK, Mexico.
Oh, it's amazing.
It's going to be everywhere.
Yeah, there are worldwide fans.
Yeah, there are for sure.
That's so fun. Can you talk about what I hear is the moment of the parade, just how that was just an incredible moment in your documentary?
I mean, it's, you know, in many ways, the film isn't what it is without that parade, because it was such an outpouring of love, and it was kind of like, you know, everything that the team gave to us, to the fans, to the city, to the community, we were able to give back to them. I mean, it was, as you know, you've seen in the movie, for Robin Yount, it was the worst day of his life, losing that seventh game. And for him to feel, and all those guys, after coming off such a heartbreaking loss, mm-hmm. to come back to so much love and
unexpected.
Care. I mean, unexpected and beautiful, really.
Hey, Sean, what is it about this team that just seems to resonate? I know we haven't gotten back to a World Series, but it seems it's more than that. Is it the men that were on the team? Is it the time we lived in? What made this team so special?
Well, I do think we had a very, very special group of characters that reflected, you know, really reflected the identity of people in the city. But, I mean, the other thing is, they used to hang out with fans in the parking lot and have a beer after games. You know, you could see them out at the local bars. It's not like it is today, you know? I mean, you're not going to go out and, like, you know, go to the corner bar and hang out with Yelly. I mean, I'd love to go out to the corner bar and hang out with Yelly, but, you know, that's not the day and age we live in, so... You were able to see the guys, and they were, you know, you'd have conversations with them. You really, really felt like you got to know them. And I think that bond still lasts for those of us who were there, and now hopefully people can see the movie that lasts to today.
Sean, this is a great way to celebrate Bob Uecker. He's throughout the film. We're going to miss Uecker here on WTMJ. We certainly miss him, but he's going to be remembered by the Brewers. Can you talk about the role that Uke played in that 82 season and in the film?
Well, first of all, it's such a difficult loss for all of us. You know, he was such a big part of our community and reflected the city as good of an ambassador for the city of Milwaukee and the state of Wisconsin as there ever is or ever will be. What he meant to the team was he was part of the team. He was like the 26th player. He talks about how he would go out and throw batting practice every day. He'd throw to Molitor, Yount, and Cooper, you know, fully dressed. And then he'd go, you know, shower in the locker room and go up and do the game. So he was literally, even to last year, he tells a story about how he got shoes from the guys, like their shoes, and it says, one of us. And he's always, for the 50-plus years, he was always, like, he was a member of the team. I mean, they gave Uecker playoff shares, like, who gives your broadcaster playoff shares? And he would always donate it to charity. I mean, that's how much he meant to 82, but it's also how much he meant to 78 and how much he meant to 2024.
Hey, quickly, I wanted you to hit on also, this was also a very good baseball team. We talk about the characters. We talk about the love story that this is to Milwaukee. But there were a bunch of Hall of Famers on this baseball team.
Well, you know, John, there were actually 7 Hall of Famers if you include Bob Uecker of the C-League. 7. I don't know that that's been I have to go back and look. I think that's got to be tied, at least, if not the record. You know, because you have these amazing players. You know, obviously, the best brewer ever. You had Robin. We had Paul Molitor. We had Ted Simmons, Hall of Famer. Raleigh Fingers and Don Sutton. I mean, what an incredible, you know, what an incredible group of baseball talent to be playing, you know, in one city on one team at the same time. We were so lucky.
How long did it take for you to put this documentary together?
You know, it took 4 years.
Wow.
Yeah, Kelly and I started talking about it it was actually during COVID in 2020. And as you guys know, we came out theatrically last September.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, it was a 4-year process. We traveled all over the country to interview, you know, 15 different players. And, you know, it turns out making a documentary takes a little longer than you think. But we're so pleased that people like the film that came out to see it in theaters. And we're hoping people, you know, now can watch it again and again on Roku.
It's a great film. It's a love story to the city of Milwaukee, even if you're not a huge Brewers fan. This is incredible stuff. It's Just a Bit Outside, streaming coming up here in a couple of weeks on America's number one TV streaming platform, which is Roku. It is free beginning on April 11th. What a great gift to all of us. Sean Hanisch, the director of Just a Bit Outside. Sean, thank you so much for making some time for us.
Thank you so much, you guys. I really appreciate it.